Local Justice, Bible Thought. Follow justice and justice alone, so that you may live and possess the land the Lord your God is giving you. Deuteronomy 16, verse 20, New International Version. The world is full of injustice. The United Nations debate. Governments make promises. Watchdog organizations file reports. But nothing seems to change. Perhaps Christians could have a greater impact if we were more united in calling for change. But perhaps this misses the point. You are God's. You are all sons of the Most High. Psalm 82:6. I do not fully understand that statement, but it indicates that we all have a higher calling than we recognize. Governments exist to carry out God's justice, Romans 13:4. But this does not mean that justice is only the business of government. A parent is God's representative to their children. A teacher is God's representative in their classroom. Every Christian is God's representative in some small sphere of influence. We are all His sons. We are all representatives of the divine. As justice is His first concern, it must be ours as well. Matthew 23:23. Will I promote justice today? Will I see to it that everyone under my authority is given fair play? We are all God's representative in our sphere. Let us make that sphere a place of justice. Shall we pray together? Holy Father, as you are a God of justice, strengthen your children that we may promote justice in our home, in the church, and in our workplace. In Jesus' name, amen.